Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies with warm temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv bask in mild conditions, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. As the sun sets, temperatures will remain comfortable for evening strolls. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet just in. The United States has launched new strikes on Iran following threats from former President Trump. Explosions have been reported near Bandar Abbas. Also earlier this hour from the Jerusalem Post, Trump believes Israel will withdraw troops from southern Lebanon. This comes despite Prime Minister Netanyahu's insistence that troops will stay as long as Hezbollah remains. Also this hour, Walla reports a new poll indicating a decline in Netanyahu's popularity among American Jews. The survey highlights growing tensions in U.S.-Israel relations. Separately, JNS tells us that the IDF has arrested a Hezbollah Radwan Force terrorist in southern Lebanon. The unit is known for its cross-border infiltration operations. And finally, from JTA, Rahm Emanuel's recent critique of Israel has drawn applause in Tel Aviv. He emphasized the importance of honesty between allies. From X, the latest. Raylan Givens, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago about CENTCOM's announcement of major strikes in Iran. I-24 News English also reported just now on the U.S. conducting additional strikes to reduce threats in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Barak Ravid, an Axios correspondent, highlighted the continued U.S. strikes on Iranian targets in the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. According to Ynet, CENTCOM has confirmed these operations aim to weaken Iran's capacity to threaten navigation in the critical Strait of Hormuz. This military action follows Trump's stern warning to Tehran. These developments could further escalate tensions in the region and impact global oil markets. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports Trump's statement about Israel's potential troop withdrawal. This contrasts with Netanyahu's stance on keeping forces in place to counter Hezbollah's presence. The U.S.-mediated deal could signal a shift in regional strategy, affecting stability along the northern border. Meanwhile, Walla highlights a new poll showing Netanyahu's waning popularity among American Jews. The AP NORC survey suggests deteriorating ties between the U.S. and Israel. This might influence future diplomatic engagements and policy decisions. Separately, the arrest of a Hezbollah Radwan Force member by the IDF, as reported by JNS, underscores ongoing security threats in southern Lebanon. The Radwan Force specializes in infiltration, posing a significant challenge to Israeli defenses. This arrest might deter future incursions and bolster border security. Finally, Rahm Emanuel's recent remarks in Tel Aviv, as covered by JTA, resonate with calls for truthful dialogue between Israel and its allies. His candid comments could influence future diplomatic discourse and reinforce the value of transparency in international relations. On the economic front, first, Kotech reports that former Iron Source executives have raised $27 million in a seed round to develop advertising solutions for AI applications. This investment highlights the growing need for new monetization models as AI technology expands. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that stock markets have shifted to declines following Trump's statement about ending a ceasefire agreement. The dollar has jumped by 1%, and oil prices have surged, reflecting market volatility. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that OpenAI plans to launch GPT 5.6. The release was delayed for additional security testing by the U.S. government, underscoring concerns about the potential misuse of advanced AI systems. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.